Cox, or The Course of Time, written by Christoph Ransmeyer, translated from the German by Simon Pear, narrated by Jeremy Nichols. Chapter 1. Arrival. Cox reached the Chinese mainland under slack sails on the morning of the October day on which Qianlong, the most powerful man in the world and emperor of China, had the noses of 27 tax collectors and bond dealers cut off. On that mild autumn day, banks of mist drifted over the unruffled waters of the Qiantang, whose sandy bed, melting into multiple side channels, had been dredged by more than 200,000 forced labourers using shovels and baskets, so that, in accordance with the emperor's wishes, an error of nature might be corrected, and the now navigable river might link the sea and Hangzhou Bay with the city. Again and again, the shifting fog hid the incoming ship from the eyes of the crowd gathered at the execution site by the harbour's edge. According to police reports, 2,100 spectators, witnesses to Emperor Qianlong's infallibility and righteousness, many of them in their finest clothing, were waiting for the executioner to appear, chatting or standing in solemn...